As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. Ever feel like you're lugging around a suitcase full of emotional baggage? You know, the kind that weighs you down, makes decision-making a pain, and sometimes even sabotages your happiness. Well, buckle up, buttercup, because today we're diving headfirst into unpacking that emotional luggage. We're going to get real about those old hurts, fears, and beliefs that might be holding you back from living your best life. Trust me, this stuff is universal. We all got some baggage, but the good news, we can learn to manage it and even turn it into fuel for growth. So let's talk about five key takeaways that are going to help you start unpacking that emotional suitcase. Number one, it's okay to acknowledge the baggage. First things first, give yourself permission to feel your feelings. Don't judge them or try to sweep them under the rug. We tend to put these emotions in a box and bury them deep inside because it feels easier. But ignoring them just makes them fester and grow stronger. Imagine having a leaky pipe under your sink. You wouldn't ignore it, right? You'd fix it. It's the same with our emotions. Acknowledge them, name them, and give yourself space to process them. Remember, acknowledging doesn't mean dwelling. Number two, identify the source of the baggage. Once you start feeling those emotions bubbling up, try to trace them back to their origin. Was it a childhood experience? A past relationship? A traumatic event? Understanding where these feelings stem from can be incredibly empowering. Think about it like this: you wouldn't carry around a mystery box labeled emotional crap, would you? You'd want to know what was inside, right? Number three, challenge negative thought patterns. We all have those little voices in our head that whisper doubts and negativity. But here's the thing. They don't always tell the truth. Pay attention to these thoughts and ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support it? Often these thoughts are just distorted perceptions from past experiences. By challenging them with logic and reason, you can start to reframe your thinking and break free from limiting beliefs. Number four, practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them for their feelings, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Remember, you are human and everyone makes mistakes. It's okay to stumble, to feel hurt, to need support. Be gentle with yourself, celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. And finally, number five, seek professional help when needed. Listen, there's no shame in asking for help. If you're struggling to unpack your emotional baggage on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance, support, and tools to help you navigate those tricky emotions and move towards healing. Think of it like this: if you had a physical injury, you wouldn't try to treat it yourself, right? You'd go to a doctor. Our mental health deserves the same level of care and attention. Let me tell you a story that might resonate with some of you. I remember when I was younger, I used to carry around this huge amount of guilt from a childhood mistake, one that felt like it haunted every decision I made. I kept replaying it in my mind, beating myself up for what happened. It affected my relationships, my self-esteem, even my career choices. But then I finally decided to acknowledge the hurt, process those feelings, and forgive myself. And you know what? The weight lifted. That suitcase of guilt didn't disappear overnight, but it became manageable. So, my beautiful listeners, remember this. You are not defined by your past, and your emotional baggage doesn't have to control your future. Take these five takeaways, start unpacking that suitcase one piece at a time, and watch yourself grow. Remember, you are capable of healing, you are worthy of love and happiness, and your journey is unique and powerful. Keep shining bright. Now, tell me what's one thing you're going to do today to start unpacking your emotional baggage. Share it with me on social media using #ShadowWorkQuickies. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of self-discovery. Until next time, keep healing and keep growing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.